does Nigeria hope to increase teachers? How can Nigeria get more teachers? Because the world is shifting to a knowledge economy. To compete, Nigeria needs a well-educated population. To get that, we need quality primary and secondary schools. And to have those, we need enough qualified, motivated teachers to staff them. So how can Nigeria get more teachers? That's our question on today's Big Hard Fact. Here's today's Big Hard Fact. It's something I always say on this show because it's alarming. According to the Teachers Registration Council of Nigeria, less than half of the people teaching in primary and secondary schools are qualified and registered. Less than half. So for every two classrooms in the country, one of them is being run by someone not qualified to do so. It's either someone who was hired, maybe because they know the subject. So for example, you have coppers being posted to teach in schools, even though the TRCN says that they are not qualified. Or you have a situation where because you studied math, someone hires you as a math teacher. The problem with that is you were never taught how to teach math, even though you know it back to front. To be able to teach a subject you know, you need to get a degree or certificate in education, either at a university or at a polytechnic or at a teacher's training college. That's where they will teach you the correct teaching techniques. They also teach you stuff like child psychology to help you control your students. We talked about this when we discussed corporal punishment in school. Incidentally, there's a video making the rounds on social media of this girl in an Islamic school who was being beat up by her teachers. Well, that's a different conversation for a different day. But I remember that when we had this conversation about corporal punishment, a lot of teachers called in to tell us that during their training, they were taught how to get the best out of students without flogging them. Well, half the people teaching our children today did not get that training. So government's headache is how do we create a big enough supply of qualified teachers to replace the unqualified ones? And I told you last week that the government is starting a new scheme that they think will do it. Going forward, government will start paying people for studying to be teachers. So if you're a student going for an NCE, the National Certificate in Education, you're going to get a 50,000 naira stipend a semester. If you're going for a bachelor's in education, you'll get 75,000 naira a semester. Government believes that this will encourage more students, especially the best students, to choose education and become teachers. Now, I want us to have a discussion about this policy and whether or not you think it will work. First of all, let's talk about the problem because you cannot judge a solution until you have fully understood the problem. Are you with me? So the problem is not enough Nigerians are becoming qualified teachers. That's a statement of the problem. If for those of us who went to university, when you were writing your project or dissertation, etc., you have to state the problem, right? And the problem, not enough Nigerians are becoming qualified teachers. And I want you to tell me why you think this is happening. Why do you think this is happening? Consider this research for the government. Is it because not enough young Nigerians are choosing to study education and become teachers? Or is it because our schools don't have the capacity to train enough teachers to meet the demand? Let's say it's the former. Let's say we don't have enough students applying. Why not? Why don't more Nigerians want to become teachers? Is it because the course is difficult? Is it because not enough people want to be teachers? If that's the reason, why not? Is it because not enough Nigerians think the job is good? Or is it that they don't like the salary? Or is it that teaching is a calling and not enough people feel called? I'm guessing it's a combination of all of the above, but I want to know which ones you think are the most important factors. And I really want to hear from teachers. Because now they do the job, now they do the work. You are the ones who see your colleagues come and go. Why do you think we don't have more people wanting to join you on the job? Talk to me, Lagos. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Of course, if you're just tuning in, we're having technical difficulties in the studio, which means that I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Apologies for that inconvenience, but please bear with us. When you're calling to the show, just go ahead and make your point. I can hear you. Lagos can hear you. Just go ahead and make your point. You can't hear me, but I can hear you. But of course, if you're uncomfortable with that, because I can understand how jarring it could be, you could send us a message via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You can also leave your radio on just a little, like just a little in the background. That way you can be sure that I am hearing you. All right? So that's a fair compromise. What are the big reasons why we don't have more qualified teachers in Nigeria? Do you think this plan to pay students to study education will address those reasons? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello. Hello. All right. Hello. Okay, call back if you can. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling. This is Nigeria Info. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, that conversation cannot happen. 99.3.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sandra. If you are hearing me, you are on to Ben Felix from Ikorodu.
Felix, welcome. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Actually, it is very sad that teachers are not well remunerated. And this is one of the very basic problems associated with teaching.
Okay.
My parents were teachers, though bootly.
Okay.
And they made me to understand the basics of teaching.
Okay.
And teaching profession is the best profession in the world because this has been able to enlighten and broaden your rationality of thinking, association, and all your field endeavor. But the government has refused to recognize this profession. That is why you are seeing this profession being very lean in population.
Okay.
Because they are not taken care of. Their salaries are not well paid. And if you look at them, it's as if they are begging to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are not well taken care of, how do you expect people to be encouraged? And I still say and stand by my statement that teaching profession is the best in the world because nobody that is speaking today did not just blow up without passing through a teacher. I can tell you this categorically. All the presidents, whether he was, a co-opt or whatever in his field, went through a teacher in the military. There must have been a teacher in the secondary, in the primary, wherever you are talking about. Even Sandra, as you are seated there in that studio, without a teacher, I don't think you'll be able to articulate to the world as you are doing. And it is very sad that they are not recognized. They always say your reward is in heaven, but it's sad. These teachers go to the same market that me and you go to.
Thank you so much for calling us. So our first caller says that the reason there's not enough Nigerians who are becoming qualified teachers is because teachers are not recognized. Teachers are not treated well. Do you agree? Because that's my question. Why do you think that not enough Nigerians are becoming qualified teachers? Is it because not enough young Nigerians are choosing to study education and become teachers? Is it because our schools don't have the capacity to train enough teachers to meet the demand? If it's because not enough young Nigerians are choosing to study education and become teachers, why are they not? Why don't more Nigerians want to become teachers? Is it because the course is difficult? Is it because not enough people want to be teachers? If they don't want to be teachers, why don't they want to be teachers? Is it because not enough Nigerians think the job is good? Is it that they don't like the salary? Is it that teaching is a calling and not enough people feel called? Which ones do you think are the most important factors? Why don't we have more people wanting to join teachers on the job? Remember, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. I apologize for that, but please just go ahead. We can all hear you. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
This is Adeshawa from the Ikorodu.
Good to have you on the show.
See, Sandra, let's just be blunt about everything. Last year, that's a COVID-19 saga, opened a lot of teachers' eyes, especially private teachers.
Okay.
Do you know what we went through last year?
What?
I can tell you for free. I didn't collect salary for 7 months.
Hmm.
And if we look at my perpetress, she was not capable of paying that money. Why? Because parents are not even paying. And are you going to pay? Are you going to blame the parents for not paying when some went out of job? That's one. Hmm. Then two, so many people decided to be not to go into the line of teaching. Why? Because the way they are being treated. And the way they are being treated is just as if they are begging. Do you know, we practically sometimes we how would I use this word? We worship our students at times. I feel I must not lose this job. This is my lifeline. Until COVID came. And when COVID came, it was an eye-opener for every teacher. In fact, so many, as I am now, we don't have a literature teacher. We don't have an English teacher again. Why? Because teachers are entering. They were like, 100,000 hours, I'm not working with you again. And these teachers are very sure of themselves. Very, very sure. Because they went through the written, the micro, and everything. But immediately, it comes to the negotiation table. They will say, no, they can't take that amount. Why? Because even teachers now, they know what they went through in the colleges and everything. And then the way they are being treated.
Oh, no. Adeshola, please call back if you can. I was really enjoying that conversation. Lagos, if you just tuned in, how can Nigeria get more teachers? How? The government's headache is how do we create a big enough supply of qualified teachers to replace the unqualified teachers? Because like I told you, Teachers Registration Council of Nigeria says less than half of the people teaching in primary and secondary schools are qualified and registered. So less than half. So for every two classrooms in the country, one of them is being run by somebody who is not qualified to do so. And what the government wants to do to encourage qualified teachers to go into classrooms is to pay education students 50,000 naira if they're getting a national certificate in education, and 75,000 naira if they're getting a bachelor's in education. They believe that this will encourage more people, especially the best students, to choose education and become teachers. So what we started with is, well, why are not enough Nigerians becoming qualified teachers? That's where we're starting. What do you think is happening here? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling. Hello. I can hear you, hello. Sorry about that. Remember, of course, if you just tuned in, we're having technical difficulties. I apologize for that. Just go ahead and make your point. We can all hear you. But you can't hear me over the phone, but we can all hear you. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
I'm good. How are you?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is Ken from Bagada.
Ken, welcome.
I think why more people are not taking serious with teaching job is because of the government we have in this country right from the beginning. They don't take care of education. So I don't see anything that will make teachers in this country. I mean, more people to get into the teaching business work. Okay. Because government does not take them serious. Okay, with the new this thing that the government just put in place, I think that thing will attract people. But then some people will ask you, what if I go into this, if I take this teaching business now, a teaching job, and the program of education in Nigeria is not working. I mean, the normal strike and everywhere, the most will come for them to be paid will become an issue. And you'll be telling them they are the world is in heaven. Is it all of them that told you they want to go to heaven? Please, let the government be serious. If they want teachers to, more people to come into the teaching business. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I like the line where he said, it's all of them that told you want to go to heaven. Who doesn't want to go to heaven? Bikunu. Eh? Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook, so I want to read from you on Facebook as well. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Mrs. Samuel.
Good to have you on the show. Could you turn your radio down?
Okay, let me move away from there.
Thank you.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm a retired teacher.
Okay.
I served for 35 good years, Sandra.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe that my monthly pension is just less than 70,000 naira. And I retired as a director, not just a junior. I rose to the pinnacle, level 17.
Whoa.
And I worked with Lagos State.
Whoa.
So why are people not interested in this job, is this, Sandra? They look at the end of it all. After you must have put in your all, what is the benefit of doing this job? Lagos State is being praised, you know, to be one of the best states that is treating teachers well. But I tell you, my sister, that retired directors in the Ministry of Education as teachers, level 17, we are earning less than 70,000 naira as our monthly pension. It's very, very sad, Sandra. So the younger ones, when they see this present situation that we are going through, they are not led. They are discouraged. At the end of it all, is this what I'm going to become? So that is the situation, Sandra.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Samuel. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. We have a common thread now, don't we? 99.3. Hello.
Yes, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Ben.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Now, let's get straight. My low budget will have a better option. No matter how good, whether you say it that you have a college in teaching, will want to just waste the time in teaching. For instance, I am the son of a teacher.
Okay.
My dad, he was a primary school teacher. And I saw how we struggle through life. Not this time here that at least you can do that regular, even if it is not much there, at least, and expect at the end of the month they are going to pay me.
Right.
But then I remember in school, 3 months, 4 months, you won't get anything. But it's still coming. One of the colleagues said that the reward is in heaven. It has become a thing here. Listen, as I am, when I talk to some places where they say I have a gift of 16, that I should do that, but I have forbid it in my life. Yes. I had many opportunities, even when time was so hard for me to take a teaching job. No, I stay over my dead body because I saw what my father went through, and I don't even need my enemy to go through that. So the only thing that the federal government is trying to do there is that perhaps those who are having challenges going to a true school there, they might have to take a education course, because with the support of 75,000 naira from the federal government, there will help to cushion the input for them to, because having a certificate is a certificate. Here in Nigeria, you don't even need certificate. You don't work where you study there. So that is just my own here. But I'm not saying that, you know, for teaching to be encouraged here, we still have a lot to do here in Nigeria.
All right. Thank you so much, sir, for calling. We've got Isaac Bassi on Facebook who says, the way things are going in Nigeria, the government is not putting things in place for upcoming leaders. If we should take our education seriously, the government should put things in place for the people who love to do this job. People are running from teaching because there's no hope for them. Rather, they engage themselves in things that can fetch them money to take care of their bills and their family. Isaac Bassi there. Kazim from Ejibo says, this approach cannot solve the problem. The best solution would be making the job more attractive by increasing their salaries and welfare generally. Promise Isaac says, do we have qualified leaders? No, it's what you have at the top that will be replicated in all aspects. Politicians have messed up everything, and that is how it'll end up. These are messages from Facebook. Let's go to WhatsApp and take a look at the messages there. We have a break coming up, and once we are back from that break, I will be asking you if you think that paying a stipend to education students will increase enrollment and increase the teacher supply. Do you think that paying a stipend to education students will increase enrollment and increase the teacher supply? So we're going to look at the policy, then we're going to look at all the parts of the policy and where it could go right and where it could go wrong after the break. But for now, on WhatsApp, Mwankwo says, I sincerely get upset when we discuss anything education in our country today, because all these hopeless lamenting and helpless cry about school facilities and poor structures will end the very year we force our governments and public officials to send their children to a public school, so be impeached and imprisoned for endangering public health. Because Sandra, when will you start that kind of discussion that will sensitize the nation about dealing with the root cause than these cosmetic fixes by ASUU and doctors? Please, can we have that conversation any day soon or ever? Well, I always say, if you are a regular on this show, you know what I'm about to say next. I always say that you cannot vote for Christmas if you are a Tolotolo. You cannot vote for Salah if you are a Ram. There's no way that you will force your public leaders to vote to have their children not go abroad. Not only is that against their fundamental human rights to get an education wherever they want to, they are the ones that will come up with a law, Abi. So how exactly are you going to make that happen? It is sweet to talk, but how will you make it happen? That's always the question. It's the how. We've got more messages on WhatsApp. Truly speaking, Sandra, federal government's plan, if well implemented, will motivate a lot of citizens to take up the teaching profession. The question is, will they ever have the willpower? No is the answer. Many people are disillusioned to take up the profession due to lack of care of teachers by government. On male-female ration, you can hardly see male teachers because as breadwinners of their families, they are on their own going into teaching because of lack of care. Tony Anele Nijekamo with that message. Tony, thank you very much. All right, we've got more messages here. We've got Phil Naja, who says it's the wrong road to toe, in my perspective. Teaching or whatever we do must be born out of passion. This is like commercializing what should flow naturally. Even with the certified certificates, it is not every teacher that knows how to teach well or have the temperament to do so. Lord help us. Feeling agile with that message. All right, Lagos, let's take that break. When we come back from this break, let's talk about if this thing will work.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
How can Nigeria get more teachers? Like I said, when we started this show, the world is shifting to a knowledge economy and Nigeria needs a well-educated population to compete. Now, to get that well-educated population, we need quality primary and secondary schools, right? And to have those, we need enough qualified, motivated teachers to staff them. Before the break, we talked about the problem, and the problem was not enough Nigerians are becoming qualified teachers. Now let's talk about the solution from the Nigerian government. Will paying a stipend to education students increase enrollment and increase the teacher supply? Speaking of students, by the way, I'm organizing a debate for Nigerian students who are aged between 13 and 17. If you're 17 and you've left secondary school, you're disqualified. So if you're 17 and you've left secondary school, you're disqualified from this debate. But if you are between 13 and 17 and you're still in secondary school and you think that you can debate like no other person in this universe, you could win yourself 1 million naira from Nigeria Info. It's our birthday, so the giveaway, lao lao. I mean, lao lao spending, you know what I mean? So we're giving away 1 million naira to one student who can show us their awesome debating skill. If you want more information about this, hurry now to our website. Go to our website right now, www.nigeriainfo.fm. www.nigeriainfo.fm. Once you get on the website, you'll see the banner that tells you to submit your audition. You submit two audition recordings, one of them debating for a topic of your choosing, the other one debating against the topic of your choosing. We've given you a list of topics to debate on. Choose one of those topics and debate for and against. So the same you debate one topic, I support. The same you debate the same topic, I don't support. What that tells us is how you debate, so that everybody will not go and choose one side. By the 20th of October, we're going to assess the submissions that we've gotten, and we're going to choose those who will get into the preliminary stages, the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and then the finals. And one lucky child, I hope it's a girl, one lucky child will get 1 million naira from Nigeria Info. I hope it's your child. So if you have a child between 13 to 17, 17-year-old must still be in secondary school to qualify. 13-year-old is in secondary school to qualify. Between 13 and 17, if you have a child between 13 and 17 and you think that they have what it takes to win 1 million naira by debating live on Nigeria Info FM, please go to our website right now, www.nigeriainfo.fm. See, Nigeria Info puts a premium on education, and that's why we want to make sure that a child gets 1 million naira to help towards their education. But yes, back to the Nigerian government. Let's look at this policy. So first of all, the premise of this policy: will a 75,000 naira per semester stipend attract top students to study education? Supporters of this policy say yes, because that's a lot of money for most students. Opponents of this policy say no, because they think the best students are thinking about their future after they graduate. So they will weigh it and they'll say, if my salary as a teacher will be lower than my salary as an engineer, I'm better off studying engineering. And now they've listened to the teachers who have called us on today's show, and they're like, yes, I'll go and study education and take this money, but I'm not going to be a teacher when I leave the school. Which do you agree with more? Do you think that this financial incentive will work without improved salaries for teachers? So that's one question, right? The next thing about this policy that we need to look at is the funnel. Whenever we have training programs, there's a funnel. The funnel means that the number of people who make it to the end of the pipeline is much smaller than the number who started. So let's say 10,000 people get admission to study education. That's the top of the funnel. The next step of the funnel may be the number of them who graduate with an education degree. So maybe that's 5,000, because half of them failed, or they dropped out, or they transferred. So 5,000 made it to the next step of the funnel. Then the next step in the funnel is how many of those who graduate actually take teaching jobs. Because remember, some of them will take the education degree and they'll go and work in a bank. So let's say that at this stage of the funnel, we have 3,000 teachers. Then the final phase of the funnel could be how many of them are still teaching 10 years later. And maybe that number is 1,000. I'm not saying that this is what it is. I'm just giving you random numbers here. So if the numbers in my funnel were accurate, it would mean that starting with 10,000 students, this funnel ends with 1,000 long-term teachers. That's a 10 to 1. So to understand how much it costs you to get one 10-year teacher, you need to look at all the money that you put into 10 students at the top of the funnel. Does that make sense? It's like someone who is betting on football. If you bet 10,000 naira and you lose for 9 weeks in a row, and then on week 10, you bet 10,000 naira and you win 100,000 naira, you have to count all the money you lost before you start celebrating. Okay? You lost 90,000 naira and you won 100,000 naira. So you actually only won 10,000 naira. It's the same with this policy. If only one out of 10 students ends up a long-term teacher, then it actually costs you more than 75,000 naira a semester to get one teacher. What it costs you is 750,000 naira per teacher. Now, these are rough numbers off of the top of my head. I'm not saying that they're accurate. Having considered that, I wonder what you think. this funnel will look like for getting long-term teachers. I wonder if you think this money being spent to give them these stipends will be worth the return. And this raises the question of affordability. How much money can the federal government afford to put into this program? Is this the most cost-efficient way to get students into teaching? I mean, we've seen the draft budget for next year. We've seen the tremendous amount of debt the government intends to take on next year, 6 trillion naira. So basically, going forward, we have to make sure that anything the federal government spends money on is absolutely necessary, because we're going to be paying for it with interest for years. And so in the light of that, do you think that these stipends for education students are the best use of money? Can Nigeria afford it? Talk to me, Lagos, 01465-7190. Is this a sound policy that will address the problem? I really want to hear from teachers. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Stay here till the end of the show, because I've got 20,000 naira to give away to two lucky people. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Rose from Alimosho.
Welcome, Rose. Go ahead.
Yeah. As we are talking right now, the students of OAU, they are on a strike now. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
They are not in school. And some of them are teachers in that university. What are we doing now to keep them? After COVID has kept them for so long at home, I'm begging the lecturers, let them settle this quarrel. Let those students do their exam so that they can continue their studies. Please, I'm begging the people, let them forgive them. I beg.
Okay, Rose, thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
Hello.
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 Good evening. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Just go ahead, please. I can hear you.
This Kingsley from Ilugu.
Hello. Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Remember, of course, if you just tuned in, we're having technical difficulties in the studio. That means that I can hear you, but you can't hear me over the phone. Apologies about that, but please just go ahead and make your point, okay? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello.
All right, 99.3.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, no. Again, please just go ahead, all right? I can hear you. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Yeah, you know, the problem with our government is that our government are not sincere.
Okay.
It's even with all these things they are saying that they will give, even if they let them give 1 million. Because the people know that they will never follow up their talk. How many of the children that they've promised meal are they giving food to? You will be hearing billion at the end of the day. Where is the billion going to? In fact, I was telling my daughter said, if they let them give 10 million every day, that she can never, because the government of Nigeria are liars. Can you imagine that kind of a thing?
Wow.
When you already portray yourself not to be truthful, and you're giving them a bit. When they finish, where is the school for them to teach? If they want to teach, where is the job? If you don't know somebody, you don't know somebody. Then you go and spend, you know, it's easier to talk. That's just it. People just talk. People are just talking. The people that are teaching now, are they remunerating them well? So these are the things that people are thinking of. It's not the money they will give. It's not the promise they will promise heaven and earth. Then when they get to the middle way, the children will be left stuck. And then what will happen to their future? So this is just the talk. That's my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to contribute. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? The loan you are talking about is nowhere explained. that it is going to be deducted should they give an appointment of those that apply and enter the school. And that they are going to get the money from International Fund of UNESCO. But they have not told us whether it is borrowed or it is a gift. So they should explain to us first. And then when you talk about education, the people in the primary, which is the real foundation and the basic knowledge before you are able to comprehend secondary, there is no way taken care of. You see a secondary school, even secondary or primary, they cannot write essay, they cannot write application. So what are all these problems? Because they employ school staff to teach them instead of those who have the methodology and then the patient to teach. Then you want to renovate teacher, what they call it. When the missionary came to Nigeria, they have houses, that is a teacher's quarter. Even though it's one bedroom, where the school is, they should be able to, that's where they're supposed to start from. So that the teacher will not spend too much money and other things before he gets to the school. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
So they really don't. They want to use it for politics. Because they are scared now, APC, that they may not vote them in the same. Because the Nigerians are fed up with them. So they want to source money in every corner to be able to bribe people or draw people to their party. So why not explain the source of the money, whether it is free gift or it is with interest? So they have been borrowing money and with interest hanging around. So people, even in Lagos, they sit down on the ground, no bench. So is that what people will now go and be teaching? Then after 2 to 3 months, no payment. I think you help us to address this situation. The Minister of Education, they are not living up to expectation at all. Okay. Why will history be removed from a syllabus of the whole school? No history, no social study. Is that not the basic?
Okay.
They just put anybody as a Minister of Education without somebody that have no knowledge about what education is all about. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. I think that's where we call it a wrap because, well, we've got just 10 minutes. And in the 10 minutes we have, I'd like to give two people 10,000 naira each. So if you think that you can answer 3 questions out of 5, please give us a call. I don't even know how we're going to play. Oh, actually, we can't play this game because you can't hear me. Goddamn. Okay. All right, so how do we do this? Well, we can't because you can't hear me. We simply cannot do it. So I think we're just going to stick with, taking calls on the subject, right? And that would mean that I would have to give away maybe 40,000 tomorrow, right? So, you know, it's much better to give away 40,000 tomorrow. Hopefully by then we've sorted this problem with you not hearing me, even though I can hear you. Right, but if you just joined the show, do you think that this is a sound policy that will address the problem? Do you think that this thing that the government wants to do is sound? Will it address the problem government is trying to address? Will paying a stipend to education students increase enrollment and increase the teacher supply? 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Yes, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it will not address anything.
Okay.
It will not address a thing. Honestly, I am... Let me even start by saying I'm a teacher.
Okay.
But then, it is not the profession I actually wanted, even though that is what I actually studied.
Okay.
I have my NC mathematics. I also went to do my PhD. I also studied mathematics. So, let's say I'm a teacher. But then, the condition has not been favorable. I've tried a couple of times to even get a job into government schools to get job opportunity under the government. But then, the number of times I've tried, it has been fruitless. Not because I'm not qualified, but because the system is not just there. I've tried. They will now employ those that are underqualified. We that have the certificate, that have everything, they won't employ us. The last one, the Lagos State government did, I think that was last month or 2 months ago. I enrolled, did everything, had everything. lo and behold, when the list came out, my name was not there. Those that, a friend of mine that didn't even do education, that we applied together, was picked. Then he was telling me how he did it, and that is what I'm going to do in the next process. I didn't know it is not right, but then that is what is working. You have to know somebody, you have to pay somebody to get into this system. You are paying people $5,000 to go for okay, NC $50,000, BED $75,000. Is it what we push people into this system? We need qualified people. We need qualified hands in this sector. That is what you are even talking about. Let's even start from there first. The ones we have on ground, are you making use of them? We have a lot of persons that have the same academic qualification like myself, went to NC. NC was 3 years. My BD was 4 years. That's 7 years in total. But right now, I cannot even get a teaching job in a government school. It is not possible. They will pick somebody that studied maybe accounting or something that... Maybe somebody that even went to a B-Tech school. Over somebody that went to... Because you can pay, because you can find your way into this. The system is just corrupt. That is just it.
All right. Good day. Thank you so much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir.
Our president and also the great lady of the year.
Thank you for
an ambassador as well.
Welcome to the show.
Godwin is my name from Losoro Lakwe.
Welcome, Godwin.
Thank you. This issue is this. When you have people that are serious and truthful saying something, then there will be hope. But when you have people that have only lies on their cheeks and their faces, whatever topic they come with, at the end, the president and our ambassador, may I ask you, the 5,000 naira welfare, whatever, for the youth or for the graduate that was promised them, where is it today? The school feeding program, even when there was lockdown, yet, because they have no conscience, they were still deceiving people that giving billions of naira that was being used to feed people that were home without school. Can you see the very sincere people telling you something and they want thinking all of us are fools? How long? Naturally, when we have genuine people who are sound and sincere and godly with conscience saying something like this, the morale of people would have risen to a point. I was somewhere before. Professionally, I'm a professional person somewhere.
Okay. Hello? Oh, no. Godwin, please call us back. I was really enjoying that. Let's go to Facebook where Adez Ofodila says, priority should be given to teachers first, then would-be teachers. Present teachers should enjoy adequate remuneration and compensation where applicable. Quadri, the great lion, says, the remuneration is poor. I don't think you spelled that right. The teaching job was an honorable job, but now children don't want to be teachers because they don't see them living well and they are peasants. Make the teachers earn well, look well, don't die in poverty, then you'll see the amount of students going into teaching. All right. We've got Oladik Bukwa Joseph who says, remember also that education is in the concurrent list. If the federal government is planning this, will the states follow suit? That's a good question. Okay. Well, let's go to WhatsApp where we've got comments as well. Hello, President Sandra. This is Faye G from Unilag. See, President, this method proposed by the ministry is welcome, though, but it is capped. It is a capped policy that the government knows can end once the students graduate. Why do they not use the fund to build schools and employ the education graduates from the universities? They know that it will not be capped. Also, it might be a way by which ghost students will be introduced into the system. There are going to be a lot of loopholes. Feji from Unilag with that message. Thank you so much for sending your message in. Quota system will not finish us in this country. You cannot take care of the president's teachers or their welfare, but you want to start paying education students money for work they've not done. Who to us? How can a country run on debts? It's terrible. The present minister of finance has no ideas, no visions, no plans. She didn't get there. Okay. All right, then. We've got more messages here. Guy, who is an active listener, says, this government needs to look into the welfare of the teacher because we are the pillar of the nation and the world in general. Peter Oyewole from Ogun State says, Sandra, well, I will not call the time spending to discuss this topic of giving stipend to teachers by the government a waste of time. Nigerians know this is one of the fake promises. Go back to the past promises of this government, especially in education sector. How many have been fulfilled? Do you know how many colleges of education we have in Nigeria with not less than 5,000 students? Talk less of degree students, so I laugh. The government shall pass one day. Peter Oyewole from Ogun State. Thank you very much. We've got, who's this person now? Obiajulu, who says, Nigeria is very funny. Are you sure the government is ready to recruit and pay teachers? My friend had her B.Ed at Unilag. She has looked for work for so long. Now she's doing pro bono at her alma mater. And you know what? She's not the only one doing pro bono there. Governments are not ready to employ them and take care of them. Well, this government has said that they will, put them into employment, you know, after they graduate. We've got more messages coming in. Sandra, this is Wankwo again. Finally, I've seen one society. What are you talking about, my darling? Eh? What are you talking about? Let's take a look at this one. Thank you for bringing this topic up, Sandra. The government is not being sincere in promoting the job of teaching. I was a teacher some years back. My take home was so poor that I left for transport, which pays me double of what I was getting in teaching. Some of my colleagues, we started together at in level 4.